It's half term in the part of the UK I live in, as I'm recording this episode this week. And also, we're having a bathroom fitted at the moment, so the house is in utter chaos. That means I'm recording on different equipment, just sitting in the dining room. So this week's episode is just going to be a very brief little story about something I did with my son this week, and also mentioning a link which was sent through by Ken Fuller. If you just bear with me with this little story of what I did on Tuesday this week, then I'll relate it back to Yes at the end. But I'd like to share with you this remarkable music-based story. When I was at college, I was a member of a chapel choir, as I may have said before, on the podcast. My wife and I both sang twice a week choral evensong in one of the chapels of the other colleges in Cambridge, where my wife and I were for 4 years. Very privileged to be in that position. So when we were members of this choir, I wrote a set of responses. And if you don't know about choral evensong, then the responses are at the start of the service, where the minister sings a line and then the choir all sing a response, hence the word responses. So I wrote a set of those, and then I dug them out many years later and realised that they were absolute rubbish. So I rearranged them, recomposed them essentially, and produced a new version, which we then sang at the church that I currently sing in the choir of with my son and daughter. Subsequently, I heard from my college in Cambridge that they had just started a choir, so I sent along my responses, the new version of my responses, and asked if they'd like to use them in one of their choral evensongs. The director of music there said that he certainly would be interested in doing that, and it took him, of course, as in the great tradition of musicians, took him about 18 months to actually put them onto the schedule. However, they've been singing my responses in the church, which is very close to my college in Cambridge, for the past 3 weeks, and so I managed finally to go with my son to hear them this Tuesday. We travelled down in the car and got there quite early, and I managed to take my son round the college, which has been dramatically increased in size since I was there, and that was a very nice experience just to wander round. The service itself was fantastic. The director of music had sent an email round to the teaching staff, and a few of those who were there when I was there over 20 years ago now came along to the service to hear my responses, and also my composition teacher was there from my course all those years ago, and the choir sang his anthem. So the service started with my responses, and then later on was the anthem by my composition teacher. So it was a really lovely experience. However, much more importantly than that was the fact that that was the first time I'd ever heard my responses sung live. Every other time they've been performed, I've been singing in the choir, so I really didn't get a good idea of what they were like. And I was absolutely overwhelmed with how they sounded. They really were very, very good, which very much surprised me. Previously, I'd only heard them on the computer, where I finished off the composition of them with the music program on there. So I'd never really heard them properly sung by a really good choir. And it was the most thrilling and exciting experience, really, of my musical life. After that fantastic experience, we were then invited over to the college, to what they call Formal Hall. And any of you who know about Oxford and Cambridge colleges, everyone wears gowns, they have a high table. If you've ever seen any of the Harry Potter films, it's rather like that, but without the hats. So we went into this enormous Victorian hall, and were ushered onto the top table by the principal of the college and various other academics, and had a lovely time talking to them and being served a grand meal. All this was done by candlelight, and the chapel choir sang a grace before we started the meal. And it was a remarkable experience. As you can imagine, my son really enjoyed himself, and everyone we met there was really, really friendly and welcoming to us. Just in case you're wondering, the college I'm referring to is Homerton College, Cambridge. I'll put a link to their website in the show notes. And my composition teacher is called John Hopkins. So what, you may very well ask, has this got to do with Yes Music, as this is the Yes Music podcast, not the Kevin Mal Ryan Music podcast? Well, several things, I think. The kind of feeling that I got listening to the evensong there on Tuesday was very much like the feeling I got listening to Yes on the 4th of May 2014 with my other son. There's something about Yes Music, and remember, they were playing the 3-album tour, when I saw them, so we got to hear the Yes album, Close to the Edge, and Going for the One. There's something very deeply affecting about Yes music, and it reminds me of an expression that I heard many years ago now, which is to do with buildings. But I think the same is true with Yes music and other kinds of music, like the choral evensong music I heard this week, and that's the concept of thin places. Thin places are those where you can get a glimpse, or get a feeling of something beyond the place, something more important, something more substantial, and that's the feeling I get with Yes music, or at least the best Yes music, maybe not everything in the catalogue. When John Anderson talks about the keys to ascension, that's what you can get, as we all know, from Yes music. The fact that this was live music on Tuesday made a big impression on me, just like that concert did in May. The fact that this was music I had a very deep connection with as I had composed it again reminded me of that experience with Yes music, which I've been listening to for over 30 years now. I have that kind of deep connection, as I think all Yes fans do. So it'll be interesting to know from you what you think are Yes's thinnest pieces, Yes's thinnest music, the pieces for you which let you glimpse most clearly something on the other side, something bigger, something more important. And finally, for this very brief episode this week, a mention of that Ken Fuller link that he sent through, which was to Facebook, and the tweet that he sent me was just the three words, Vote for Relayer. So when I'd followed that link, it took me to the Prog Magazine Facebook page, where they're running a competition to vote for what you consider to be the best or your favourite prog album of 1974. And that fits in very well, obviously, with what I've been talking about over the past few weeks, which is Relayer, released in 1974. And looking at the comments on that page, I was reminded of what an amazing year that was for progressive rock. Now, whether or not these albums really did come out in this year is down to the people who've made the comments. But there's a fascinating list that Catalin Lascu has created with his favourite ones from 1974. And he's got one, Relayer, two, The Lamb from Genesis, three, Red from King Crimson. Then he goes through Focus and Wakeman's Journey to the Centre of the Earth, Refugee, Gentle Giant, Camel, Tangerine Dream albums, Kraftwerk, really? Return to Forever, and that just gives you a taste of what was happening in that year. Perhaps there's enough material for someone to do an entire podcast about 1974. There are lots of comments about The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, the Genesis album, and also lots of comments about Relayer. Also nice to see Sheer Heart Attack by Queen mentioned on that list as well. So get over to that link, I'll put the link in the show notes, and vote for the album you think is your favourite from 1974. I'll be voting for Relayer, as you'd expect. So thank you very much indeed for that, Ken. I very much enjoyed reminding myself about what an amazing year 1974 was. So that's all the time I've got this week. I'll be back next week, I hope, with a full-length, proper episode of the Yes Music Podcast. Thank you once again for listening. And finally, just a mention for Gary Clark, who sent me an email through the feedback form this week asking why he couldn't download older episodes of the podcast via iTunes. So I spent a bit of time going through the settings of WordPress, the software I use to run the YMP website, which produces the iTunes podcast feed, and tweaked a lot of things, and I've managed to get iTunes now to list every episode back to episode 0 of the podcast. So if you use iTunes, then you can download the whole lot now. So thank you for prompting me to do that, Gary, and I hope you enjoy those earlier episodes. So until next week, just remember, whatever your progressive rock question, the answer is yes.